हेलो,
हेलो,
हाय। यस,
एम आई टॉकिंग टू चार्ल्स?
चार्ल्स स्पीकिंग।
या हाय चार्ल्स, दिस साइड रजत कॉलिंग फ्रॉम बीआईएस रिसर्च इंडिया। आई एम फ्रॉम इंडिया, बीआईएस रिसर्च। आई एम वर्किंग एज अ एनालिस्ट इन बीआईएस रिसर्च।
एनालिस्ट,
यस
ओके, हाउ कैन आई हेल्प?
या श्योर। सो करेंटली आई एम वर्किंग ऑन अ टॉपिक, जियोस्पेशियल सर्विस मार्केट, एंड बेसिकली वी आर कवरिंग द रिक्वायरमेंट्स ऑफ जियोस्पेशियल कंपनीज विथ रिस्पेक्ट टू देयर बिजनेस ग्रोथ। सो आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू लाइक अ ब्रीफ डिस्कशन विथ यू टू डिस्कस द बिजनेस ग्रोथ एंड द चैलेंजेस दैट करेंटली योर कंपनी इज फेसिंग।
ओके, मैं आप वही 10 महीना बोलता
I got your number from LinkedIn.
हूँ। ओके,
We have connected on LinkedIn.
डिड यू कम्युनिकेट या लिंक्डइन?
Yeah, we have connected on LinkedIn.
यस, या आई रिमेम्बर नाउ। यस, आई डू रिमेम्बर। सो
So
व्हाट डू यू नीड टू नो? ओके,
basically we have some questionnaire like related to your company's upcoming vision and the mission that you are going to be doing in the coming years. So on that particular question, I need to discuss with you on a brief part. Can we schedule that call accordingly whenever you are available? I understand that currently right now the time is different right there. So that's why I just want to understand from you what would be the right
can
timing
I
to.
ask you how, okay, if I give you insights about our business and how we work, what we do, and what the challenges and how we struggle, how can you help?
Sure. So we are doing a research study where we are connecting different industries, like different key players, and understanding their business challenges and strategies. And on the basis of that, we are creating one study that is basically the geospatial service market. So I can share a full executive summary with you on that particular study that we are doing. Apart from that, whatever the other things you required, if you mentioned on that particular call, so we will definitely try to work on that particular part and we will provide you.
But it's not clear to me, I mean, how you can help. Say we are struggling to, I don't know, find customers. How can you help?
Okay, so basically we will let you know, in finding the customer, if you are facing the challenges, that's what you want
Yes,
to know.
I'm just giving an example.
Okay, so we will tell you about the basic what other companies are currently doing to grab that particular market in any particular region. We can provide you that particular detail if you require.
And who are your customers in the Middle East?
In the Middle East, right now I don't remember the exact name as I'm analyst. But if you come on the call, so we will have definitely our senior members of the team also there, who can tell you directly what kind of approach we can provide you and what type of customers we have right now.
But you don't have any names right now. And what's in it for you? I mean, if you will provide me with a service, do you charge on specific model?
Yeah, it would be depend how your particular requirement is there. So on the basis of that, we will let you know on the charges part.
Okay. Can I ask you to send me the details of the services that you provide? In a link, website, PDF, company profile. And if I need any support, I will get in touch.
Okay. But
Yeah?
my I understood, but my concern is here, we are profiling your company in this particular study that we are doing currently, that is geospatial service market. So in that regard, basically just want to understand from you some more details regarding what your company is doing right now and how the other things like questionnaire that we have for your company's vision and mission.
Yeah, please do send me the details of your company, and I will have to discuss internally if we would like to share what we do in the market with your company, because you're going to publish it, right? This is something you're going to publish. So
Yes.
I'm not sure
We
if we would like to publish our activities in the region and share it with public.
Yes, so like we have some basic questions like what makes your service or solutions better than your competitors right now? Or apart from that, like what region and vertical applications do your customers come from? So these are the some basic questions that we want to understand. And apparently, like when you are talking about the geospatial whole segment, so how your companies took, like what aspect of the solution segments do your companies covering? So these type of questions I need to ask.
Yeah, okay. I can tell you right now, we cover a lot of verticals in the market. We deal with government requirements, oil and gas, environment, maritime services, military and defense, DNI, defense and intelligence. Yeah, just like another remote sensing satellite imagery provider, we cover all these sectors. Plus, being active in the synthetic aperture radar imagery, SAR imagery, we, as you probably know, we take images day and night and through clouds, through fog. So it's kind of weatherproof imagery, weatherproof remote sort of remote sensing data.
Okay. And what type of customer do you cater to, like civil government? And when we are talking about customers such as like civil government, commercial, or the military, so in terms of penetration, like how does your company is targeting right now?
I'm based in the Middle East to support the company's expansion plan. I've been in the market for the last 17 years, since 2005, active in the remote sensing satellite imagery business, satellite imagery, aerial photography, and mapping. So 17 years in the same field, 17 years working with these customers and satellite imagery users. So
So can
I have
I
a lot of, I have connections, and I have my resources to reach out to customers.
So can I say like the more penetration for the commercial penetration market, commercial market, your
Both
company?
commercial and DNI.
NI. Okay. So like it will be approximate, can I say 80% to 70% of your total market?
Where? In commercial, you mean?
Yes.
20% in commercial, 30% in DNI. Is that just
Okay.
what you're saying?
Yes,
No,
yes.
I'm asking. I'm not answering.
Yeah, I'm
I'm
a,
asking.
yeah.
I'm not answering.
Yeah, I'm
So you
saying.
want to know the percentage of commercial and percentage of defense and intelligence?
Yes.
I would say we cover like 50-50 or 60-40.
60 commercial and the 41 the NI, correct?
60 DNI and 40 commercial.
Okay. And like when I'm talking about the solution segments that your company is covering in their portfolio, so how much it will be for the data acquisition and like other segments like processing, analytics, and the integrated platforms? Which one have the high penetration in your portfolio? Is it data acquisition or the data processing or the analytics?
I'm afraid I cannot answer this question, but we do cover both analytics, imagery processing, and imagery acquisition.
Okay, and like if I ask like what are the general challenges faced by the geospatial company right now, your company like in the market? So have you faced like any challenges current in the current market right now when we are talking about the geospatial services?
I think the challenge is more like the technicalities of the product. The SAR imagery is a technical product compared to the optical imagery.
Okay, and like my next question is like what are your growth plan? Like what is your company vision right now? we are talking about? Like, how do your company see the in the current five in the coming 5 years, how the what would be the vision plan of your company?
The company is growing real fast in terms of revenue, in terms of number of employees, in terms of services and products. We're covering number of satellites, so we grow in all directions.
Understood. Also, like, how have you like responded to the changing market environment? Like, mean the customer requirement or the new competitions are coming in the geospatial market, and the new data sources are coming, and also the new technologies are coming. So, how do you respond to these particular challenges, the changing market environment?
I think we are the response to these challenges because we are the new technology. So other technologies, I think this applies on other technologies, this question, because we are the new technology.
Okay. Also, like,
Does it make sense to you?
Understood. Like, whatever the product you are providing, you are saying that that is the new technology, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. And apart from, like, when we are talking about like your expansion plan, so is there any expansion plan into the other regions, part of your growth plan, any country, like if you are going to expand in the coming year?
Everywhere. There is no limit to where we would like to cover. We already exist in cover the entire world with our dedicated regional directors and regional managers and regional team. So, yeah, we're trying to expand everywhere.
Understood. Also, I just want to ask one more thing, like, after your company is growth planning, when decision making, so do your company have engaged with any consulting organization for that particular growth planning or the strategic decision making?
We work with as many partners as possible. We work with whoever could help us grow and achieve our targets. We work with existing partners. We work with partners in geospatial or other sectors where we believe that there will be an added value. There is no limit or there is no restriction in terms of who we can work with, as long as it is within the company's policies and regulations.
So any example, like, you can provide us, like, what consulting organization have you engaged with in the past within this regard, like geospatial service market?
Like I mentioned, we work with everyone.
Okay.
Really everyone.
Okay. And how was your experience with the consulting organization in the past? Like, what are the positives and the negatives from your past engagements?
When it comes to partners, the partners we work with we are very careful in the way we choose our partners, and we make sure that these partners are qualified enough to understand our product and be able to convey the message and be able to communicate with the customers and give us the right direction, give us the right advice, and yeah. Play a role, be of an added value whenever we target any specific market.
Okay, understood. And like any particular key decision-making criteria when you are going to evaluate or decide on hiring a consulting organization?
Right now, there is no such a decision. We, whenever there is a need, we look for the partner.
Understood. And what are the circumstances where you look out for the any particular expertise of any individual consultant? Like any particular circumstances, if you can tell us.
Like I said, we cover different markets. We cover government, we cover environment, we cover maritime services and defense and intelligence. So any partner or consultant who was active in these fields could be a qualified partner with a background of geospatial or satellite imagery or SAR specifically. That would be a great advantage.
Understood. And when we are talking about these consulting organizations, so when it comes to your organization. So what do you think is an appropriate budget allocation for engaging a consulting organization on any particular market study or a strategic planning exercise?
It depends. It depends on the value they can bring, and it depends on their expertise. It depends on the network of customers. It depends what they can really bring on our table.
Okay. So, like any particular average price, if you say like $5,000 or
$10,000? I cannot give you any specific number because it totally it varies really.
Means it totally depends on the requirement part, correct?
Yeah, the requirement and what the partner or consultant can deliver, their capabilities.
Yes, understood. Understood. Yeah, this is very good one. And apart from that, like, do you have any like you mentioned in the call before also, like, so I just want to understand from you, like, do you have any current requirement where you are looking for the support of a relevant individual consultant, a specialist, I can say? And if yes, so what is your objective in that regard, and what sort of help are you looking for?
Like I said, we when we have a requirement in a specific region or market, we reach out to customers, consultants and partners in that region, in that specific. We believe in a very close relationship with customers, so they have to be located in the country, active. They understand the culture, they speak the language, they know how business is done in that market. So these are key requirements. Once we have these covered, then then we can start talking business.
Understood. So I think Charles, I've asked my all questions from you. And apart from that, like in the beginning of the call, you mentioned me that you have some specific details regarding geospatial service market. So I will definitely try to like connect with you with my sales team. I will give your email ID if you. And they will definitely try to connect with you and whatever the requirements you have regarding this particular market. So you can directly connect with them, and we will definitely work on your requirement, and we try to give you the best option for that.
Yeah,
is that fine?
Thank you for your call. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Charles, just 1 minute, if you don't mind. Just want to know your mail ID, like a specific company mail ID, because I think I have your hotmail.com ID. That's it. So if you can provide me your personal mail ID, that is your company mail ID, that would be beneficial.
Let's keep the communication at the email address that you have, and when things really progress and move forward, we can take it from there.
Okay, all right. All right, Charles.
All
thank
right.
you.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day. Bye. Good night.